Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us is our own guy, night guy here at WIP, and a guy with lots of great opinions, Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Joe. There's a couple of things going on with the Sixers right now we really have to address. Number one, the Philadelphia 76ers are the first team that that has officially said we are going to cut the pay of our people making $50,000 or more. What's your reaction to that?
It's disgraceful, Angelo. I mean, you just said they're the first team to do this. They're the only team to do this. And it's just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. And the way it was worded really bothered me. Like, 50,000 or more, that's such a wide range of employees. Like, we could talk about Elton Brand and people in the front office that probably are going to be just fine if they have to give up a little money for a long time or, you know, a little bit of time. But 50,000 or more, that includes a lot of just normal, everyday people who have mortgages and families. And, like, Josh Harris doesn't have to do this.
No.
Doesn't have to do this. Angelo, he bought the team for $280 million. It's worth over $2 billion now. The Sixers have enough money to pay everyone, and they're choosing not to. And then, like, they wrapped it up in some sort of statement as if they were doing people a favor. Like, it's a joke the way they did that. And, like, listen, we're going to allow them to keep this and this. Well, how about you just allow them to keep their salary that you told them you'd pay them?
Joe, that is a great stat. And I completely – we had your own Weitzman in here last week, and he pointed out what you just said. They bought him for $280, right? $280, yeah. $280 million. And now they're worth almost $2 billion. They've multiplied the value of the team seven times in 7 years, Joe. And they still want to pinch some money out of the little guy. I don't –
Yeah, because they don't care. They don't care about the fan at all. But that has been evident from the start. I mean, we can go back and debate the merit of – what they did, your own book, and like their strategy to try to build a good team, and that's there's a basketball strategy, and then there's a fan aspect. They said from the start the fan doesn't matter. Like the fan, you're just irrelevant. Like you'll come back when we're good. Screw you, when we're not, you're gonna pay your tickets. You're gonna give us money. We're gonna make a bunch of money on cable. Like they don't care about the fans. And Angelo, I'll go back to 2 weeks ago. I was upset that people were allowed in the building. It feels like a different
world now.
But the last game they played, and Josh Harris, I don't believe, was there that night.
No, he was not.
He was not there. You're right, Joe. Joe, you're right.
20,000 people allowed in as we're kind of figuring out that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and Josh Harris is not there. He doesn't care about people. And that's a shame because I feel like the other owners in this town, whether or not we agree with the moves they make or stuff, like I don't feel that way about them. I feel like they're good guys, and they care about people, win or lose. And I just don't feel that way about Josh Harris.
Joe, this is what's really bothering me, because I pounded this guy for 7 years. But I don't get the sense that he has gotten as much negative response from the city as a guy who's taken over a team and handled it the way he has for 7 years. Do you think he's gotten away with stuff? I think he should already be past Norman Brayman on the list of hated owners in this town. Why has he gotten away with it?
That's a great question. And maybe because he stays out of the spotlight more, and maybe because we kind of don't even know who he is. Like, you know, he came in, he bought the team, and, you know, he's had other people under him that we've talked about more just because they've been more fascinating. Sam Hinkie, Brett Brown, whoever. Like, we kind of exclude him because we don't know what to say about him other than we all don't like him. I don't know. I mean, Angelo, it's a fair point. I've never met a fan that likes him. Like, I've never talked to one person on the air that says, I like Josh Harris. You know, people say, I like John Middleton. People say, I like Jeff Lurie. People loved Ed Snyder. I've never talked to one person who says, you know who I like? I like Josh Harris, because he's totally unlikable.
And here's the thing, Joe. This takes a little, having been around for a while. This city ran Harold Katz out of town. He won a championship, but by the end of his tenure, people couldn't stand him. And he finally, when he sold to Pat Croce and Ed Snyder, he said, I've had enough of these people telling me how horrible I am. That's how he did it. Norman Braman, Joe, ended up making the worst business decision of his life. He sold the Eagles because of horrendous negative feedback after owning that team for 7 years. But I don't sense the same level, maybe because of what you just said, that he's not so out there.
Yeah.
But, Joe, as much as he's disliked, he's still happy here. We got to make his life a little more uncomfortable, don't we?
Well, that's our job, Angelo. We're going to start doing it now. No, Yeah, I don't think he feels it. Maybe that's going to change. And I mean, this story, I think, has a chance to be one that everyone eventually at some point hears about or talks about. And I don't know how this is going to work over the next couple months. I don't know if other owners are going to do this. But
they might.
The fact that they might. But the fact that the Sixers are the first one two weeks into this thing, it just sends an awful message. You know, we're not a year into this. We're not 6 months where maybe, you know, franchises are going to start bleed some money. The Sixers are fine. 2 weeks in to already start thinking about people's paychecks, it's just wrong.
All right, Joe, let's go back to what you were talking about a minute ago, 2 weeks ago. It's actually 12 days since the Sixers played. And the fact that even that night, there is now a lot of debate about whether they ever should have gone into that game. Al, they shouldn't have gone into that game, right?
Probably not.
You even said that they probably shouldn't have. Here's what I need to know, though. We do understand that three members of the organization have tested positive, and it has now been reported that two of them are players. Does anyone have the responsibility to identify who they are so that people who are in contact with them can understand how much in danger they are, and should it be the team or should it be the individual?
So this is the way I'll put it, Angela. My first thought was no, that it's not owed to anyone. But the second part of the way you phrased that question, the people that were in contact with them, they deserve to know. And I'll put it this way. You know, let's just take any player. If any player has this, and if they over the last 2 weeks before they were diagnosed, shook any fan's hand in any city, or took a picture, or signed any autograph. I know some restrictions started to come on that stuff, but who knows how far that actually phase back compared to, when they might have actually gotten themselves sick. Like if then they have to tell people, like they owe it to people then. I don't know. Maybe some players just totally avoid people. Like maybe they didn't sign an autograph. Maybe it's a player no one asked for an autograph. Maybe they didn't go to a restaurant for 2 weeks. But if they did, Angela, if any of these players did anything normally, like, you know, put their arm around a fan and say, hey, as they walked out of the tunnel, then then they owe it, because then that person needs to know. They might be sick, too, or they need to go get themselves tested, too. So, yes, they owe it to people. Now, I don't know how they do it unless they become public. Because, like, how could, you know, any player call any random fan and say, hey, remember last Thursday when you took a picture together? I'm sorry, I'm sick. You probably should get tested. So, yeah, Angela, in that case, when you think about the people they interact with, then people need to know, because they need to know if they're spreading this to other people and not even realize it.
Let me flip it around as my final question, Joe. What benefit is it to the people who did contract the virus to hide that fact? What are they getting positive out of it by not telling anyone?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this even just on a normal day-to-day, everyday person thing. I mean, you see some people, you read some stories that are out there about people that have it, and then they say, you know, they're not disclosing the identity. And then some people, they'll talk to a news person, there'll be an article, they'll talk about their experience. I can't think of the reason not to tell. I mean, we're all in this together.
Is there a stigma to it? There shouldn't be.
So many people have it. No.
I agree. I can't understand for the life of me why the individuals have not released that they have.
100%.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's a stigma. We're all in this together, and no one's like, oh, you got that. Like, none of us know how we're getting it. Like, it's just happening. And we're passing it along to each other. Yeah, I don't get that part. And I hope that a player steps up, if two couple players do have it, and tells us and tells people. I mean, I think it would make people feel better and feel maybe more at ease, especially those that were in that arena near those people.
Joe, I'm happy to say that Joe and us and our two shows, we have joined ranks for a change and are all on the same page. I know. So, Joe, great stuff. Thank you, pal. Appreciate
Anytime,
it.
Angela.
Joe Giglio, it's a very very logical and very responsible comments about what's going on. And I am incredulous that this city right now is not livid at the Philadelphia 76ers, and specifically the owner, Joshua Harris, four times a billionaire. George is on the line. Hi, George.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
How are you feeling about the Sixers right now, George?
Well, I'm glad you have a vodka prize today because I just ran out Sunday night. I cannot believe those scumbags, and excuse me for saying that, can treat people like that when they sit on a mountain of money. I haven't gone to a Sixers game in 4 years. And the reason is Joshua Harris.
Yeah.
And a couple of his buddies.
All right. What about Harris has turned you off so much, George?
Well, you know, he comes in, he buys the Sixers, he owns the Devils. He owns the building. You know, the Devils and the Sixers, because of his ownership, are now being, you know, they're going to lose money because they work for the guy. And I just, you know, I worked for a small company, and we never had stuff like that. And the two owners, they treated people great. But, you know, this kind of stuff is just absolutely, it's just disgusting that, you know, and the thing is, if these other teams have announced the players that are tested positive, why shouldn't the Sixers be forced to do it also?
Well, I'm not sure a lot of the teams have, but the players individually have. And in some, you know what the teams have done that the Sixers didn't, George? They at least indicated it was players.
Yeah.
The Sixers wouldn't even go that far.
Yeah.
They
right,
said individuals in the organization. You know, they couldn't even give you that two of them were players. You had to get that from somebody else. It's just, George, they just don't give a damn about the fans. They don't care.
I know they don't.
Unbelievable. They don't. All right, George, give me somebody in this world worse than Joshua Harris.
Okay, here we go. Unethical and selfish behavior becomes especially disgusting in the time of a deadly pandemic. And those U.S. senators that did that trading of their stock a week or two before.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Excellent.
Those people should be driven right out of town.
No, they should be in jail.
Yeah, they really should be. That's insider trading. That is a great one. We are off and running, George. You've left the bar high. Imagine that, Al.
Well, there should be a law if you shouldn't be allowed
isn't
to own
there
stock.
Well, the one woman right. who did it is married to the head of the New York Stock Exchange.
But there is a law that you can't use inside information.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get nailed for this.
They're not.
No.
Jeez. All right, Jonesy, I got to turn to you for a second here because you also cover very well hockey.
Yeah.
Now, I'm hearing so far an extremely negative reaction to what the Sixers did.
Yeah.
The Devils did it too. Same owner, Harris.
Yeah.
Will the reaction in North Jersey be like ours?
No.
It won't be.
No,
explain
because,
that.
Well, it's the Devils. I mean, they have such
there's
they,
no
they
interest.
Have a limited fan
I
base.
Actually think they're going to get a lot of heat.
They are.
In New Jersey?
Because when the Sixers went to Jersey, I don't know what the number was, but their tax benefit to go to Camden was about $70 million.
Wow.
They got tax relief to go to Camden when they left Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I think the governor over there, who's asked that people be fair.
Phil Murphy.
When you look at what this is and the tax relief that they got here, this is a New Jersey thing, too, whether it's the Sixers or not.
Right.
I mean, this is an
organization. They don't have the same fan base.
They don't have the same fan base, but I think they're going to get hammered. They're going
to
get hammered.
I would like to think they are.
This whole thing is going to take the curtains off just how rich these sports owners are. And that they would do something like this is just
well,
awful.
Yeah, if you want to look at it, so Josh Harris, $3.8 billion, right? Oof. Blitzer, $1.3 billion. Rubin, $2.9 billion. You put all that together, that's $10 billion, correct?
Wow.
Yeah.
So
almost.
What would be 20% of that? Do the math, Al. You're really good at math.
Right? $2 billion.
Okay. And so they're still left with $8
billion? What the hell? But Jonesy's right. The Devils don't have a passion. Like,
no, they
except
don't.
Except on
but
Seinfeld.
Here's the thing, though. Honestly, they're way closer to the epicenter of this thing, right? That New York right now, is quickly becoming the epicenter in our country of the coronavirus.
Yeah, and Newark's
screwing people out of money up there because while they're dealing even more directly with that virus is it's unimaginable.
It's the value of staying invisible.
Yeah.
Like if Dolan did this.
Oh!
And you mentioned the other guy, Katz. Remember, he thought he could scout the team.
Yes.
And
Katz,
it's the value of being invisible.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the Insider Traders are our first person that will definitely win one of our five great prizes today. We're looking for people who are worse than Joshua Harris. We got so much more show ahead for you. Coming up later in the show, we will be talking to Howard Eskin, who is reporting, Al, that it wasn't a unanimous vote by the owners. We'll be talking to Howard around 8:20. But when we come back, Al, I got a very interesting thing. We have messages during the crisis from two people that you would never put together, although they're both Italian.
Oh.
Joe Girardi and Robert De Niro. I will let you hear their messages to the public when we return. WIP Sports Time, 7:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.